USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol subpoenaed an additional six people connected to former President Trump. The committee is seeking records and testimony from people involved in the organization and planning of rallies for Trump supporters on January 5th and 6th. Some allegedly worked directly with Trump to plan the rallies on the Ellipse that directly preceded the riots at the Capitol. The Supreme Court has decided to leave in place the new restrictive abortion ban in Texas, but it also ruled that a lawsuit seeking to strike the law down can proceed. The Texas law is enforced by private citizens through lawsuits against doctors and clinics that perform abortions. The law also comes with a $10,000 penalty. The decision by the court doesn't address whether the Texas ban is unconstitutional. This is USA Radio News.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
In southern Mexico, the death toll is now at least 55 after a tractor trailer that was packed with as many as 200 migrants crashed into a guardrail.
A semi-rig full of migrants overturned in Chiapas, Mexico, Thursday night, leaving 54 dead and 105 injured. Civil Protection Chiapas said on Twitter that the tragedy was a result of an accident of two trucks traveling on a bridge. Chiapas, Mexico, shares a border with Guatemala. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The White House says you should be protected against the coronavirus Omicron variant.
Booster doses increased the neutralizing antibody titers by 25-fold compared to two doses against the Omicron variant. A striking endorsement.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says the variant is driving up demand for booster shots. The Pentagon is now considering mandatory boosters for service members. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Recent crime sprees are causing alarm in some cities.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is facing backlash after saying retailers in her city aren't protecting themselves enough against criminals. This comes after a recent surge in smash-and-grab robberies across the United States. Illinois Retail Merchants Association President Rob Carr joins Fox News and says these incidents should be taken more seriously.
This is part of a coordinated effort, and we're part of a broad coalition, national, called United to Safeguard America from Illegal Trade, and it's trying to raise awareness that these crimes, these organized retail crimes, are funding things like guns on the street, illegal drugs, human trafficking, terrorism, and a lot more.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Biden eulogized late Senator Bob Dole, calling him a man of his word, while his daughter, Robin Dole, called him the most generous person she's ever known during an emotional funeral at the Washington National Cathedral. Biden remembered Dole as a man who voted for the holiday honoring Martin Luther King Jr., working to save Social Security and securing the passage of the Americans with Disabilities Act. After the event, Dole's casket was taken to the National World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. On Saturday, Dole's body will be flown to Kansas for a public viewing, then will be returned to the Washington, D.C. area. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.